Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Bava Kamma Daf Samachay. The Gemara says, Gufa Omar Rav, Karen Kein Shaganav, Tashlumi Kefil V'Tashlumi Abba V'Chamisha, Kishas Hamad Bedin. A Ganiv who pays Karen and Kefil, and in the event that he's Toveichu Meicher, he pays above a Chamisha, there's a difference between how we evaluate the Shavius of the Dover HaNignav between the Tashlumen of Karen and the Tashlumen of Kefil of above a Chamisha. Legabi Karen, he has to pay the value that it was worth, Bishas HaGneva, whereas Legabi Kefil and above a Chamisha, he pays the value that it's worth, Bishas HaMad Bedin. And the Gemara says, my time at the Rav, Omar Kro, Gneva V'chayim. The Pasuk says, Mimotze Timotze HaGneva B'yadoi. And the Pasuk ends off, Chayim Shnayim Yishalim. Says the Gemara, Amai Kamar Achmona Chayim B'Gneva. What does the word Chayim come to teach us? Achye LeKaren Ke'en Shaganav. It's a reference that we should pay Karen according to the value that it was, B'shas HaGneva. Ayin B'taisvus Divya Maskel Titanya, that has two pirushim, exactly what the word achya means. And we'll get back to that later, Amir Tzasham. Akalpanim, this is the drasha that the Tashlume Karen is evaluated according to the value of the Chefetz B'shas Maisa Agneva. Now Rav doesn't tell us Mefurish how he knows Tashlume Kefil V'Tashlume Abba V'Chamisha is Kishas Amad B'din. Taisvus B'divya Maskel Gufa is meramis to it that it's a diuk. Davke achya l'karen kein shaganav. But in regards to Tashlume Kefil and Tashlume Bav Chamisha, there is no din kein shaganav. And Adarabah, the halacha is that the Tashlume Kefil and Tashlume Bav Chamisha are to be paid according to the Chavitz's value at Shas Hamada Bedin. Now we have to be ma'ayin. What would have been the Svarah Chitzayna? What would have we thought Menasvarah? And what is the Chiddush of Rav? Do we say that Menasvarah we would have thought that everything pays Kishas Amad Abedin, and Rav's Ikra Chiddush is that no, Migzeres Akasov, Karen pays Kein Shaganav, or Farkert, we would have thought that everything pays Kishas Agneva, and Rav's Ikra Chiddush is the Diuk, that Kefil and above Chamisha are paid according to Shas Amad Abedin. So the Pashtus Mashmais of the Gemara is that the Ikra Chiddush of Rav is that Karen pays Kein Shaganav. Because the Gemara explains Rav's Makar, that it comes from the Pasuk of Chayim Begneva, Achi the Karen Kein Shaganav, and the Gemara doesn't bother explaining the Diuk, however, Kefil and Bava Chamisha goes Kishas Amad Abedin. Mashma, the fact that Kefil and Bava Chamisha pays Kishas Amad Abedin, that's a Svar Pshuta that doesn't need a Makar, and we only need to find the Makar of Rav's Din that Karen pays Kein Shaganav. That's the Pashtus of the Mashmais of the Gemara. And the MS is, Rashi Bekama Mekaimis is Kamat Mefurish that way. The Gemara earlier on the Samach Dal Amud Beis brings down the Memra of Rav, and Rashi says over there, "B'divrei Maskel Achi LeKaren Kein Shaganav, Mishalem Kishas Agneva. You pay Kishas Agneva. D'chsiv Chayim Hachiyu LeKaren Shal Gneva Sheyia Shalem. Mashma, like the Pashas of our Gemara, that we need the pasuk to teach us that you pay the Karen Kishas Agneva. And so too, Rashi later in the Samachayim Beis, B'divrei Maskel the Kfeil Azusa, is also mashma like that." He brings the Pasuk as the Makar to the Din that Karen is Kain Shaganav. Rashi and Psachim Daflamid Beis, he's talking over there about Gzela, not Geneva. There also, Rashi is Mashma that we need a Pasuk to teach us this Chiddush that we pay Gzela, Kishasa Gzela. And Rashi brings a different Pasuk, Techsiv Asher Gozal, Kema Shagozal. Sounds like from Rashi that Gzela needs a different Pasuk, we can't learn it out of Geneva. But Al Kalpanim, the Tzad HaShava between Gneva and Gzela is that we need a Chiddush HaKra to tell us that we pay Kishas HaGneva. Mashma that the Svarah Chitzayna would have been that you pay Kishas HaMad HaBedin. That's the Mashmais in Rashi. However, if you look in the Russian Simon Beis, he says not like that. He says the fact that you pay Karen Kein Shaganav and so too by Gzela, the fact that you pay Kishas HaGzela, that's Pashim and HaSvarah. Obviously, the Chayvus Tashlumen is a Chiyuv to pay for the Maisa Gzela. A Ganav doesn't have a Chiyuv Shmira on the Chayfetz, which could possibly be mechayiv him to pay for the chayvitz at the point in time when it's nevar min ha'olam. A ganav is chayiv for the ma'isa gzeilo, or the ma'isa gneiva. Therefore, min ha'svara, a ganav would have to pay according to the value that the chayvitz was worth at the time of the ma'isa gneiva or the ma'isa gzeilo. Says the Rosh, the ikar chiddush of Rav is the second half. The fact that the shlumei kefal and the shlumei avar v'chamisha are paid k'shas amad b'din. And even though the Gemara only brings a makar from a pasuk that you pay karen kein shaganav, the ikar kavana of the Gemara is to tell you the unwritten diuk, dafka karen is kein shaganav, but kefal and the shlumei avar v'chamisha are meant to pay k'shas amad b'din. So here we have a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. What would the svara chitzayna, what would the pashtas svara be in regards to tashlumei karen? The firashi, al pi pshutai, we would always pay kashas amad v'din, and it's only mikoyecha gzeres akasav by gneva, and a special gzeres akasav by gzela, that the Torah teaches us that we pay kashas agneva. According to the Rosh, however, it's a svara pshuta, because the ikar machayiv of the tashlumen is the maisa gneva and the maisa gzela, that we would pay kashas agneva and kashas agzela. Adarabba, the pashtas would be that keflan above chamisha would also pay kashas agzela. And the pasuk is only here to be machadish to us the second half that the shlumi kev and the shlumi bava chamisha are paid kashas amad b'din. What's the bir hamachlekes between Rashi and the Rosh? So the emes is this is mitli taloi and what the yisoid hadin of tashlume karen of gneva and gzela is. Reb Chaim in Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Hilchas Gzela Perek Tes. He says the makor to the din tashlumim comes from a special pasuk, which is darshan and Tiras Kayanim. The Tiras Kayanim learns from the pasuk that says vishileim, that when the chayfitz is einay be'en, that a ganiv has to pay tashlumim. So, Dr. Chaim, we see from here that the chiyuv to give back the chayfitz when it is be'en and the chiyuv to pay back the chayfitz when it's einay be'en is two separate dinim. The chiv to pay back the chavitz when it is be'en is learned out from the pasuk of Heshav Esagzela. The chiv to be mishalom when the chavitz is not be'en is learned out from a separate pasuk of Vishilein. And Reb Chaim says this is meduyik in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he explains that a person is not chayiv malchus from Esagzela, he explains that it depends on the situation of the chavitz. If the chavitz is be'en, the reason why he's not like is because it's a lav hanitik la'asei. There's an assay of Heshav Esagzela. And if the Chavitz is Eina Ben, says the Rambam, there is also not Leike, because it's a Lav Hanitan L'Tashlumen. And a Lav Hanitan L'Tashlumen, you're not Leike. Mevor from the Rambam, that the mitzvah assay of Heshav Esagzela is only when the Chavitz is Ben. And when the Chavitz is not Ben, that's a different halacha. There it's Nitan L'Tashlumen, because of a separate din, like Reb Chaim is Masber from Vishile. That's one possible way of understanding the Chavitz Tashlumen of Gneva. However, if you look in Rashi, Bekama Bekaimis, it's Mavur, that Rashi holds that even when the Chavitz is not Be'en, the Chiyuv Tashlumen is a form of a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Heshav Esagzela. Rashi, Baba Kama Davdal and Mabez, when he's talking about the Chav Dalet of his Nezikin, which one of them is Gzela, Rashi says, the Chsiv of Heshav Esagzela. Now, the Gemara over there is referring to the halacha that Nezikin has to pay from Meitav, which means to say that when you pay back Nezikin, and in this case, when you pay back Gzela, it has to be paid from the best karka. So obviously, we're talking about where it's Eina Be'en. And Rashi over there says that the makar to the din tashlumen by Gzela comes from Veheshav Esagzela. So you see clearly from Rashi, the Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Heshav Esagzela can be niskayim in two ways. If the chavitz is be'en, it's niskayim with the chavitz itself. And when the chavitz is not be'en, we're makayim v'heshav Esagzela with the damim. It's a form of returning the chavitz. We can't return the actual chavitz, but you can return the d'meya chavitz. And that's also a kiyum of Heshav Esagzela. Rashi in Psochem Laflamet Beis, that we mentioned before, is also mavur that the Chavis Tashlumen comes from Veheshav Esagzela, and so is Mavur and Rashi and Shvuas, Daf Lamed Zayin, Mabez, B'divrei HaMaschil, Chayiv Lahamid, Ayein Sham. Hayyotzei, that from Rashi it's Mavur, not like Reb Chaim is Medayik in the Rambam, and not like Reb Chaim brings from the Tayyar Shkainim. Rashi holds that the Makar for Tashlumen, even when it's Ein Ben, is from Veheshav Esagzela. Whereas the Rambam, as Reb Chaim is medayik midvarav, and the Taurus Kahanim, they hold that the chayvus tashlumen does not come from veheishavas gzeila. It's a separate chiyuv that comes from vishilei. Lefi this, we can also be masber our machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi l'shitasai that he holds that the chayvus tashlumen, even when the chayvus is ein ben, comes from veheishavas gzeila. According to him, it's understandable that we would imagine that the way we evaluate the chayfetz b'shas the tashlumen is according to its value b'shas amad b'din, because the object of the tashlumen is to return the chayfetz through its damim. So just like if we would return the chayfetz b'en, we would return it as it is now. So if you have to substitute the chayfetz b'en with money, so you give the money according to the chayfetz would be valued now. That's Rashi l'shitasai, that he holds that the chayvus tashlumen is also a form of veheishav es agzela. However, the Rosh, we can say that he holds, like the Taurus Kainim, and the way the Reb Chaim is masber is medayik from the Rambam, and he holds that there's a separate chiyuv of veshilei. Comes out when a person does tashlumei mama, and when the chayvus is not ben, this is not in order to give back the chayvus through its damim, but rather, it's a new chiyuv of veshilei, and the machayiv for this chiyuv of veshilei is the ma'aseh gneiva. That's why the Rosh says it's so pashit that a person is going to have to pay kashasa gneva, because the ikar machayiv is the maisa gneva. And that's why the Rosh holds that when a svara pshuta, you would have to pay karen kain shaganav, and the ikar chiddush is tashlumi kefil v'tashlumi bar v'chamisha kashasa mada bedir. This could be the pshat in the machlekes, the Rosh and Rashi. Ayin b'chidusha Rav Nachum in many places that he alludes to this machlekes, look in Ois Choftes, and an ois kuf chavav. Ad kan shtickel number one. Now let's go weiter. The Rosh over there in Simon Beis is masber the halacha that tashlumi kefil v'tashlumi abav v'chamisha pays kashas amad b'din. And he says over there that be'emes, besides for the gzeres akosov, there's also a svara that tashlumi kefil and tashlumi abav v'chamisha pay kashas amad b'din. And the svara is because while Karen is Neschayiv Ayidei the Maisa Gneva, which is why the Chiyiv is Tolei Kishas HaGneva, Kefal is only Neschayiv B'Shas HaMad B'Din. Because the halacha is that Knas is only Neschayiv B'Shas HaMad B'Din, and if he's Maidi before Shas HaMad B'Din, that he's Potter. Therefore, he and I sent us that the evaluation of the Chayfetz in regards to the Tashlumei Kefal should be Tolei in its value at Shas HaMad B'Din, which is Shas Chalois HaChiyuv. That's what the Rosh says. The Rosh is Maisif even more, that the emes is that this that we say, that Kefal and Tashlumi Abav HaChamisha Peis Kishas HaMad B'Din, really is not to be understood as the same Shas HaMad B'Din for both of them. Rather, Kefal is Taka Chayiv Kishas HaMad B'Din Mamish at the time that he comes to Bezdin. Whereas Tashlumi Abav HaChamisha, that you pay Kishas, the Maisa Tvicha, and the Maisa Mechira. Meaning, if the Maisa Gneva, let's say, happened on Sunday, the Maisa Tvicha Mechira happened on Monday, and the Hamad Abedin happened on Tuesday, so the Karen will be paid Kishas Gneva on Sunday, the Tashlumi Kefal will be paid Kishas Hamad Abedin Mamish on Tuesday, whereas the Arbava Chamisha, when we say Kishas Hamad Abedin, it's not meant to be taken literally, but rather, it's just lafuke shas agneva of Sunday, and it's to be paid kashas maisa tvicha mechira, which is Monday. Ad kan divrei harosh. Now, divrei harosh is tzrichem beer for three reasons. The first shaila that comes up is that if we just explain that the Rosh says that the ikur drush of the Torah is coming to teach us that the shlumei kefil pays kashas shasamad b'din, meaning to say that min asvara we would pay kashas agneva, even kefal. And we need a chiddush hakra, my time of the Rav, Omar kra, to teach us that kefal pays kashas amad b'din. But the Rosh now says a svara for that. The chiv is only chal v'shas amad b'din, so min asvara you should pay kashas amad b'din. So why do we need a pasuk for that? The Gemara should have said that it's a svara pshuta that you pay kefal kashas amad b'din. That's shaila number one in the Rosh. The second shaila there is in the Rosh is that if there's a svara, that knas, which is only neschayiv b'shas amad b'din, and before shas amad b'din, it's yibay maida miftar, so why do we say that only by kefal? Abav HaChamisha is also a knas. There also, even though he was teveich u'meicher, according to our mashal on Monday, but the actual chiyuv is not chal until Shas Amad B'Din on Tuesday. So the same svara which we have by Kefal that he should only be chayiv k'shas Amad B'Din should apply to Tashlumei Bava Chamisha as well, and he should only pay k'shas Amad B'Din. That's the second child on the rush. And the third child on the rush asks the Papuli Charifta in Oishei that L'chayre, even though it's true that the Chalois HaChiyuv of Knas is only b'shas Amad B'Din, but the Machayiv for the Tashlumei Knas is the Maisa Gneva. So the fact that the Chiyuv is not actually Chal until the Shas Amad B'Din should not be a reason why the evaluation should be made according to the Chayfetz at the Shas Amad B'Din. Because being that the Machayiv is the Shas Gneva, so what we should do is, at the Shas Amad B'Din, when the Chiyuv is Chal, we should be Machayiv him according to the value the Chayfetz was worth, b'Shas HaMachayiv, which is Shas Gneva. The fact that the Chiyuv isn't actually Chal B'Payil until Shas Amad B'Din should not be a svara that the evaluation of the Chayfetz should be Tali at that time. It should always be Tali in the Maisa Gneva, which that's the Ikra HaMachayiv. These are the three Shailas that there is on the Rosh. So the Papule Charifta answers with one Teretz that answers all three Shailas. Zok the Papule Charifta, when the Rosh says that Knas is only Neschayiv K'shas Amad B'Din, and that's a reason why we're going to evaluate the Chayfetz according to how much it's worth the Shas Amad B'Din, the Rosh doesn't mean that that's a Svara Gemura. The Rosh means that we medayik from the Pasik, the Dafke, Karen pays K'shas Gneva, but everything else, namely Karen above Chamisha, do not pay K'shas Gneva. Now we're going to have a question, what does the Torah mean? At which point do we evaluate the Chayfetz? It's not K'shas Gneva, but when, yeah? So Kefal, in the absence of any other time, will assume that it means K'shas Hamad B'Din, because there is something does happen at Shas Hamad B'Din. The Chalais Chiyuv happens at Shas Hamad B'Din, so there's a makom to say that the Torah is telling us that we're going to evaluate the Chayfetz according to its value at the Shas Hamad B'Din. Again, not as a Svara Gemura, but just as being Toile, the Pshat in the Dik from the Pasuk, to mean that. Whereas Arba'a Chamisha, being that there is a time in a Svara to be Machayiv in Arba'a Chamisha, which is the Shas of the Maisa Tvicha and the Maisa Mechira, which that's the Ikra Machayiv for the Knas of Arba'a Chamisha. So the Gabi Arba'a Chamisha, we can easily say that we're tied up the Dik from the Pasuk, that the Bava Chamisha is not totally in Shas Agneva, but rather it's totally B'Shas Tvicha Mechira, and it's not necessary to be toiled at a time of Shas Amad B'Din, which isn't really a Svara Gemura anyway. Hayyotze, Avada the Ikr Din of Tashlumei Kefal, Tashlumei Bava Chamisha, comes from a Gzeres HaKosov, like the Rosh himself says. Now, the Gzeres HaKosov is only a Diuk. The Diuk tells us that it's not Shas Agneva, but when is it, yeah? So Kefal, we're going to be totally that it's totally in Shas Amad B'Din, which is the Zman, the Chiyuv Knas becomes actually Neschayiv B'Payel, and above a Chamisha will be Torah that the Pshat in the Torah is that it's going to be Chal, we're going to evaluate it according to the amount that the animal is worth at the time of the Machayiv, which is the Maisa, Tvicha, Umechira. So with that, all three Shailas are Nisyashiv. Ad kan divrei hapapula karifta. For further Ion, Ayin Chidushi Agarnat from Naftali, that he says a new Pshat in the Rosh, which is also Miyashiv, all the questions. Adkan, shtickle number 2. Now let's go weiter. Rav Sheshis asks on Rav, Rav Sheshis, Amina kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal ha-shmaite. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this halacha. Tanya, there's a mefurish b'raisa that says, k'chusha v'hishmina, if there was an animal which was weak, and the ganav fattened up the animal, mishalam tashlumei kefal v'tashlumei abav v'chamisha kein shaganav. The Tashlumin Kefal and Baba Chamisha is only according to how much it was worth before he fattened up the animal. Kain Shaganav. You see, not like Rav's Halacha, the second half of Rav's Halacha, that says that Tashlumin Kefal with Tashlumin Baba Chamisha is Kesha Samad B'Din. And the Gemara answers, Amri, Mishum Da Amrle Ano Patimna Va'ad Chaklis. Which means that Rav wasn't talking about this exact case. Here it's different because there's a svara of an apatimna of ad chaklis, and Rav would be meide that in this case he would pay the tashlumei kefal and tashlumei bava chamisha only kein shaganav. Now, what exactly is the svara of an apatimna of ad chaklis? So there's a three-way machlekes: Rashi, the Ri in Taisvis, and that's how Taisvis goes over here on Aradaf b'divrei maschal an apatimna, And then there's Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought down in Taisus later on the Samech Vav Amar Aleph, B'Divri HaMaschul, Tlo'im. Rashi says that the Iker difference between the Braisa and Rav's Halacha is that Rav's Halacha was when it was Hukru Behemus Bashuk, when the animals went up in price in the marketplace, just the value went up, but it didn't get fattened. Oy, Shenispat Mameila, or the animal got fattened up by itself, from grazing by itself. There, in those two cases, that's where Rav says that Tashlumi Kevon, Tashlumi Bav Chamisha Kishasim Adabedin. Mashenkin, in the case of the Braise, there, we're going where the God of himself, Biyadayim, was Mefatim. He himself fattened up the animal. That's why there's a Svar of an Apatimna of Achaklis. So from Rashi, we see that the Ikra Svar is that being the God of himself was the one who invested and he, Biyadayim, fattened up the animal. He's not going to be chayv to pay back the Bailim, the value, the extra value, which was brought about through his Maisa Biyadayim. Svar Pshuta. However, Taisvis B'divir Maschon Apatimna, which is quoting also the Shita Sari, brought down in Taisus later in Samach Vav Amar Aleph B'divir Maschon Tlayim, he says, the Fia Emes, Afilu Kishin Espatma Me'eleha Mishalem Kefil V'dal V'hei Kein Shaganav. Even if it got fattened up by itself, also the Halacha is he's going to pay Kein Shaganav. And Rav's halacha that you pay kashasam adab din is only when it went up in value in the market and not that it got fatter and the guf actually changed. And the svara is because he says atu tura gan viminach, dichra gan viminach, which means to say if the tsura of the guf changes between the shasa gnev and the shasam adab din, the chiyuve keif of arba v'chamisha are only according to the way the guf was at the shasa gnev. Any addition to the guf is not included in the chiyuvei tashlumei kevel tashlumei bava chamisha, even if that added fattening to the guf was done by itself, nespatma me'eleha. That's the shita of the Rihim. The shita of Reino Tam is gar a third shita entirely. And that brings us back to understanding what the word achya means. The Gemara says, the reason why you pay the Karen Kein Shaganav is because we learned that out of the Pasuk, Chayim Begneve, Achil Karen Kein Shaganav. Taisvas B'Divri HaMaschul D'Tanya brings two Pirushim as to what the word Achya means. One Pshat is that Achya just means a Lashon of Tashlumen. You pay the Tashlumen Kein Shaganav. And another Pshat that Taisvas brings is that Achya is a Lashon of Yipui Koyach. We should be Miyapa the Koyach of the Nignav, we should be Machmir on the Ganav to pay the larger amount, which is Kesh'ein Shaganav. And that's how Rabbeinu Tam understands the word Achya. So it comes out that Rabbeinu Tam is understanding that when the Torah tells us this halacha of Karen Kein Shaganav, the Torah is trying to be machmir on the ganiv to pay as much as it's worth b'shas agneva, even though that's more than it's worth today. And it's from that lashon that we're medayik, dafke the Karen has that chumre that we pay the higher value, which is shas agneva. But keifel v'dal v'hei, there we're not machmir on the ganev, there there's no halach of yipu kayach, and there we're mekel, and we allow the ganev to pay the lower amount, which is the shas of amad v'din. If you understand it that way, it comes out that Rav's ikr chiddush and his ikr chilik between Karen and keifel and abar v'chamisha only applies in a case where the value of the animal went down. That's where there's halacha, that Karen, we have to be miyap the koyach, and he has to pay like the larger amount, the greater amount, which is kashas agneva, whereas kefil and dal v'hei, we're makel on him, and he pays kashas amad b'din. But what happens if the animal goes up in value? There, we're obviously not going to say that we're going to be machmir in that case, and be machayiv him to pay kefil and dal v'hei, like the higher value of kashas amad b'din, because adrabe, the ikar dik is coming to say that we're machmir in regards to Karen, and we're makel in regards to kefil and dal v'hei. So that means to tell us that Kefil V'dal V'hei will always pay the lower of the two values. That means if it goes down in price, which is the Iker case of Rav, he's going to pay Kishas Amad B'din. But if it goes up in price, like the case of the price of Kechusha V'Shmina, he can say, Anapa Timna V'ad Shaklis, I'm not going to be chayiv to pay for you for the appreciation of value that goes up Kishas Amad B'din. So even if it goes up in price in the market, he's also going to pay Kefil V'dal V'hei like the lower price of Kein Shaganav. Hayyotze, that there are three Pirushim, when did Rav say that he pays Kefil above Chamisha Kashasa Madabedin, and when does the Braisa say that he pays Kein Shaganav? According to Rashi, Rav said it, bain in a case where it went up in price, bain in a case where it was nispat mameyaleha, and the price is only telling us that if he's mefatim it biyadayim, that he doesn't pay that extra amount for kefal dalabhei. According to the Ri, Rav's halacha was said only in a case where it went up in price in the market, but if it goes up in price because the guf expanded in any way, even me'alel, that's where the brisa says that for the shinui haguf, for the shinui of the tzura, there's no chiyuv of kefal v'dal v'hei. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav's halacha was only that we're makel in regards to kefal v'dal v'hei, that if it goes down in price, he pays kashas and mother b'din. But if it goes up in price, even if it wasn't a shinui in the tzura like the Ri, and even if it wasn't nispatim yadayim like Rashi, but it rather just went up in the market value, still the halacha is going to be that we're not machmir in regards to kefal dal v'hei, and he's going to pay the lower price, which is kashas ha-gneva. Ad kan, shtickle number 3, the 3 pirushim in the din of anapa timna v'ad chaklas. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down another brayse, toshma, shmeina v'chisha. If there was an animal which was shamein, fat, v'chisha, but the ganev was makhashit, he weakened the animal. Meshalim tashlumi kefal v'tashlumi bar v'chamisha ke'en shaganav. So this again is not like Rav. We see that tashlumi kefal v'tashlumi bar v'chamisha is evaluated according to its greater value of shas agneva and not according to its value of after hekhisha. And the Gemara answers, that's different because darmina le madli katla kula umali katla palga. And Rav would be moide that in this case he pays tashlumi kefal v'tashlumi bar v'chamisha ke'en shaganav. So what is the svara of mali katla kula mali katla palga? So here again we have 3 pirushim, Rashi's pshat and 2 pirushim in Taisvis. Rashi says b'divir mascha mali katla palga hilkach mehi shaita da achisha aschalala tvicha. That means Rashi is learning that the maisa hakchasha, this that the ganav weakens the animal be a dayim, that's already considered to be the beginning of the maisa tvicha. And therefore, we evaluate how much the animal was worth at the time that the Maisa Tvicha began, which is really at the time of the Maisa Akhasha, and not any later. That's Rashi's Mechudesh Tekapshat in this Gemara. It comes out from this, that the Braisa says that he pays also Tashlumi Kefal Kishas Kain Shaganav, doesn't mean in a case where he wasn't Teveich HuMeicher, because if he was never Teveich HuMeicher, we can't consider the Maisa Akhasha as the beginning of a Maisa Tvicha. There was no Maisa Tvicha. So we have to say that the Braisa is going only in a case where he actually was Teveich HuMeicher Basayif, and the Braisa means to say that the Kefal, which is a Chelek of the Tashlumi Bar V'Chamisha, is also evaluated according to the price that the animal was worth at the time of the Haskalas HaTvicha, which is the Haskalas HaKhasha. Obviously, according to Rashi, this halacha is only true where he's Makhashit B'Yadayim. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisvus b'divir maschal malikot l'kulu malikot l'palga disagrees with Rashi. V'kasha l'ri l'shaycha ha'kasha l'tvicha midi. It's impossible to say that the weakening, the maisa ha'kasha, is a chelik of the maisa tvicha. Even if he were to be makrishet b'yadayim until it dies, he wouldn't be chayiv dalvehei, because the chayiv dalvehei is only in a case where he actually shechts the animal, the kasher of maisa shchita, and just weakening the animal can't be considered a chelik of the Maisa Tvicha. That's why Taisus disagrees with Rashi. We have to say that Rashi obviously holds that even though it's true that to be a correct Maisa Tvicha, it has to be a Tvicha, a Shchita, with all Hilcha Shchita, nevertheless, if he starts off with a Maisa HaKhasha, that could be Mitzurif and somehow be combined to the eventual Maisa Tvicha. The Ri himself, in Taisvis, however, says another pshat. Now his lashon is as follows: Mali kot lekula de in holchan basar adamim de hashta de kana b'shinoi. Just like kot lekula, if he killed the animal entirely, that he wouldn't pay kashas amada b'din de kana b'shinoi ve'ena shel nignav. He was already kainet b'shinoi. Ela basar mei karashes shalai, he would only pay like it was worth previously at the time that it was his. Hu hadin bekot lepalga. So too by Katla Palga, he's going to pay like it was worth before the Maisa Kasha, which is a Shinoi. Now, the Pashup Shat in Taisus is Mashma, that he's saying that a Maisa Kosha is a Maisa Kinyan Shinoi, and on account of that, it now belongs to the Ganev, and therefore he's going to pay the Kefal and Dalav Hay like it was worth before the Maisa Kosha, while the animal still belonged to the Nignav. This Pashup Shat, however, is extremely problematic, because if he was actually Kainet with a Maisa Kosha, like he would be in a Maisa Katlakula, so then if afterwards he's Teveach u'meicher, it's shalayhu teveach, shalayhu meicher, he wouldn't be chayav dalav vehei b'chlal, because he's shechting his own animal, something which he's already kind of b'shinoi. In order to be chayav dalav vehei, we have to say that the maisa kosha is not a maisa shinoi, and it still belongs to the original bialim, even at the time of the maisa tvicha mechira. So how can we compare that to katla kula, where he's kind of b'shinoi legamri? Taisus is tzarech bir gadol. So if you look in Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, he's Masber Taisus differently. The truth is, it's still dachuk to learn this into our Taisus, but l'chayre, there's no other pshat. And Rabbeinu Peretz says that the Gemara doesn't mean that katla palga hakasha is a shinui gomor like katla kula. The Gemara just means to say katla palga is somewhat of a shinui, somewhat of a change in the tsura of the guf of the animal. And because the animal is no longer in the exact same tzura that it was b'shas ha'gneva, therefore the svara is that the tashlum kepal and tashlum rebar v'chamisha is evaluated according to the tzura of the guf that it was b'shas ha'gneva when it was still shamein, and not according to its deteriorated tzura, which is b'shas the hakchasha. This svara is exactly the same svara which the Gemara says earlier according to the Ri in a case of Chusha ve'eshmina. The Gemara over there says, anapatimna v'achaklis, and we brought down earlier the pshat of the Ri, that if the animal changes its tzura saguf, that's not going to be machai of the ganav to pay the shlumi kevel, the shlumi bar chamisha according to its new tzura, that the shlumi kevel, the shlumi bar chamisha is always according to its original tzura, the way it was b'shas ha'gneva. So to hear, when it was shmeina v'hikrisha, that the animal changed its tzura. For the worse, there also, the chiyuv of tashlumi kevel, tashlumi bar v'chamisha, is kefi the tzuras haguf of the animal that it was b'shas ha'gneva, and not according to its new deteriorated state, which is b'shas hakchasha. That's the pshat in the Gemara according to the Ri, and that's what the Gemara means, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. According to this, says the Ri, it's even by hikhisha memela. Not only were that ganav himself was makkashe b'yadayim, which is the way Rashi learns, but even if the Akhasha happens by itself, it's still considered a shinoi in the tzura of the guf, and the lach is going to be that the shlumi kefal and the shlumi bar v'chamisha is established according to the guf, the tzura that the guf had, and its value before the hikrisha. This pshat of the Ri is actually very mashma in the Lashon HaGemara, because the Gemara over here says, hasam nami, there too, mishum daminan, malikat lakula malikat lapalga. What's the lashon nami? The pashas of the mishmaya of the Gemara is that this is also a similar svara like we said before by chusha v'shmina that anapatimna v'achaklis, which according to the Ri is correct. It's the exact same svara, just in the opposite. Just like when the tzuras aguf is nishtana l'toiv, that doesn't affect the tashlumen. So too, when the tzuras aguf is nishtana l'ra, that also does not affect the tashlumen of Kefal and above Chamisha. This is the first pshat of the Ri. Taisus brings another pshat from the Ri, Aide Marie, and it goes like this. Be'emes, we have to know that the Gemara later on the fine Vezim and Aleph brings down a machlaikis if yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsayf or ein l'shchita el l'basayf. What's that machlaikis? The machlaikis is, we know that a maisa shchita starts with cutting the simanim of the animal, and it ends when Rav Simanim are cut. Do we say that the entire process of cutting the Simanim of the animal, that's all part of the Shem Maisa Shchita? Even the beginning, which isn't actually Machshir the animal b'fayal, but it's part of the Maisa Shchita. Aydilma, we say, only the Mashua Achrein, the last bit, the part of the cutting, which is Mashlim to Rav Simanim, that Chelik has a Shem Maisa Shchita to it, because that's what's actually Machshir the animal. All the cutting that's done up until that point is just a heksher for the shechita, but it's not a chelik of the maisa shechita mamish. That's the machlekes that the Gemara brings down. The Gemara in Chulin also discusses this machlekes. comes out something very interesting. The Maisa Tvicha is really only the Mashua Achrein. Everything that's done up until that point is only to get you to the Maisa Shchita. L'chayre, at the point in time when he's being Mashlim the Shchita, and he's doing the Chelek that actually has a Shem Shchita to it, the animal is really worth very, very little. Half the Simanim are cut already. Are we going to say that the Tashlume Dal Vehei is evaluated according to the value of the animal at that point, when half the Simanim are cut? That can't be. Obviously, we are to say that even though the beginning of the Maisa Shchita doesn't actually have a Shem Maisa Shchita, nevertheless, we evaluate how much the animal is worth before any cutting took place. And if that's true, so too, we evaluate how much the animal is worth before any Maisa Chasha takes place. And in the case of Shmeina Ve'Chisha, we're going to evaluate the Dal Vehei according to the way the animal is worth before the Maisa Chasha. Ad kan divrei Tosfos b'shem Diri. Now, L'chayre, Tosfos brings up a problem, and it's quite a good proof, but he doesn't explain why it really is that way. The problem is understandable, and it must be that for some reason we evaluate how much the animal is worth even before he started the cut, and so too we'll say the same thing before he started the Maisak Chasha. But why really is it that way? So Rabbeinu Peretz says, Masber, that what Tosfos means to say is that anything that's done ayidei a Maisa of the Ganif cannot detract from the value of the animal in regards to the Tashlumi Dal Vehei. When the Torah is kaveya that the Ganav has to pay Tashlumi Dal Vehei for this animal, the Ganav is not bekayach to go ahead and do a Maisa B'Yadayim to detract from the value and thereby diminish his Chiyuv of Dal Vehei. If the Hakhosha or the beginning of the cutting was done ayidei a Maisa of the Ganav, that's not going to pater the Ganav in any way. That's not going to make the Ganav be chayiv any less. It's not fair. And the Ganav Avad is going to be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei according to the value of the animal before he touched it, before he changed the value of the animal for the worse. That's the second pshat of the Ri. Hayyotze, we have three pirushim. In the Gemara it says, Malikot l'kula, Malikot l'palga. The Firashi, Malikot l'kula, Malikot l'palga means that even the Maisa Kosh is a chelik of the Kot l'kula. It becomes mitzuref to the Maisa Tvicha. According to the first part of the Ri, we're learning out from Malikot Lakula that if a shinoi took place in the tzura of the animal, that's not going to affect the tashlumen. According to the second part of the Ri, just like by Kot Lakula, just like by Maisa Tvicha, even the Madama in the Shchita al Basayf, we don't consider this that the animal went down in value through a Maisa of the Ganev to be able to detract from the value of the Chiyuv of Dal Vehei. So too, a Maisa Chosha is not Bekayach to detract from the value of the chiyuv of Dal Vehei, and is going to be chayiv kafi the shavius before the Maisa Tvicha. According to this second shot of the Ri, it's again only by Hakhosha B'Yadayim, similar like Rashi, and not like the first shot of the Ri, which says that this halach is true even by Hukhasha Memela. Ad Kan, shtickle number 4, the three Pirushim in the Gemara of Malikot Lekula and Malikot Lepalga. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down a famous memory of Rabba. Hai man, the gozel chavita de chamer mechavrei, a person who steals a barrel of wine from his friend. Meikara shav yezuza, in the beginning was worth 1 zuz, ulbasev shav yedalid, and went up in price to being worth 4 zuzim. Tavra oishasya meshalim dalid. If afterwards he breaks the barrel or drinks up the wine, he pays according to the greater shavius, dalid zuzim, and not according to the original shavius of 1 zuz. This is true, even though the klal is that Karen he pay kashas gneva. Nevertheless, tavra eshasya, he pays kashas shvira or shtir. What's the pshat in this din? So the emes is, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel brings down this memory of Rabba, and the Gemara says, my taima. The Gemara says, kivan di'i isa hadra l'mara be'ena, being that if the barrel of wine would still be around, he would give it back to the Bailim Ba'en, Haishaita de Kashasile de Katavale, Kagazalmine. The Shas Tavra Vishasya is a Shas Gzela. Utnan, says the Gemara, Kol Agazlanim Mishalman Kashasa Gzela. So the Gemara is Mashma that the Shas Tavra Vishasya is a new Maisa Gzela, and that's Machayev to pay to Kviyat Shavis at that point because of the Klal of Kol Agazlanim Mishalman Kashasa Gzela. Now the Tidua, Divriak Sois and Simon Lama Dalits of Kotten Gimel, he says that it's not possible to consider the Tavir Shasya as a new Mais Gzela that's going to be Machayev the Ganav again. Because the Kalal is, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the Perek, Ein HaGoinev Achar Ganav Mishalem Tashlumi Kefal. Somebody who steals from another Ganav is not Chayev Tashlumi Kefal. And the Gemara later in the Samach Tesum Vezes Masber, because we learn it from a Pasuk of a Gunav Vesa Ish, and my Signeva is only Mechayev if it's Nignav from the Rishus of the Bailam. Once something is stolen already, Ein Goinev Achar Ganav. You can't steal something that's stolen already. Zogdik Sois, Ibezoi, once this barrel of wine is stolen already, doing a Maisa Tav Vishasi cannot be Machayev him midin a new Maisa Gneva, because Ein Goinev Achar Ganav. Now, it's important to point out, the Mishnah really just says that he's not Chayev to Shlomi Kefal. But the Ksais understands that this that we learn from the Pasuk of Migunav Vibesa Ish is coming to be Maid, that it's not considered a Maisa Gneva Bachlal, and it's not going to even be Machayev Karen. It's not a Maisa Gneva Bachlal, it's stolen already. Once something is not Rishus HaBailim, a new Maisa Gneva cannot be done to it. Memeila Zogdik Sois, it's impossible to learn the Gemara Kapshutai that it's a din Maisa Gneva. And the Ksais brings a riot to this. Zogdik Sois, if you were to say that it's possible to be Gainav Achar Ganav, so L'chayre, even in a case where it wasn't Tavir HaShasya, a case of Itvar Memeila where it broke by itself, where Rabbi over there says that he's not going to pay Dalit, he's only going to pay one Zoz, that also should be a new Maisa Gneva. Because the Chayre kol rega for rega that this Ganev holds the barrel of wine in his Rishus, he's making another Maisa Gneva and another Maisa Gneva. Kol rega for rega. So he should be Chayev as soon as the value of the barrel goes up in price. Mitzad the new Maisa Gneva, mitzad the fact that he's holding it in his Rishus. Why isn't he Chayev Dalet? Elam Isaac the Ksais, this is a Raya that I am correct. That ain't Gneva achar Ganev. There's no such thing as being chayiv on a second Maisa Gneva once it's gone already. Memeil hu adin b'tavre v'shasye, it cannot be chayiv mitzad a Maisa Gneva. And the Gemara is not to be understood kipshutai. Elamai, what's taka the pshat why chayiv dalet? Sak the Ksais, because it's pashut a Maisa Mazik. The first taking it into his Rishos, that was a Maisa Gneva. Now that he took the Bailam's barrel of wine and he broke it b'yadayim, or he drank it, he's a Mazik. And the Tashlume Dalid is Chayev Midin Mazik. That's the Shita of the Ksois. Many Achrayim, of course, Taina, that we can't do that because the Maisa, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says, Mishalm Kshas Gzela. The Gemara is Mavura clearly that it's a Maisa Gzela. Ayin Pri Yitzchak, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Beis, Ayin Reb Chaim in the stencils, Alashas, Ayin Evan Ezel, Nechaz Gneva Perik, Aleph, Aloch Yidal, and many more Achrayim. But however, the Ksois Lamaisa Mikoyach is Makor of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, and his Rai from Midbar Mamela, he learns that the Chiv is not Mitam Ganav, the Chiv is Mitam Mazik. The Nesivis, however, over there in Simon Lama Dalet of Katan Hay, he learns that he is Chayv Mitam Ganav. Aye, the Ksois is Taina of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, and Midbar Mamela should be the same thing. Zok the Nesivis, Amari Diki Yosoid. This that we say Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, that's only because the new Maisa Gneva is not Maisif anything. The Chavitz is already taken away from the Rosh Hashanah Bailam. I did a first Maisa Gneva. Taking it again is not Maisif anything in the Gneva. That's where the Klal is, Ein Gneva Achar Ganev. The second Maisa Gneva doesn't have a din of a Gneva. But in a case where it's Tavra Vishasya, up until now, the Chavitz was Yotzem Rosh Hashanah Bailam, but it still belongs to the Bailam. The Bailam still owns the Chavitz. Now with the Tavra Vishasya, he takes it farther away from the Rishus of the Bailam. He actually makes it non-existent. Not only isn't it in the Rishus of the Bailam, it's lost from the Bailam entirely. It's Shosui, it's Shavur. That Avada is considered a Maisa Gneva, because he's Maisa of something, he's Mechadish something, the new Maisa Gneva. And there we don't have the Klal of Ein Ganav Achar Ganav, and he can be Chayiv B'Shas Tavra V'Shasya Mitzad a Maisa Gneva. Azoy Zok the Nesivis. And the Nesivis is Maisa Flafidus. Not only in the case of Tavir Shasi, which he actually was Ma'abed Min Oilam, but so too if he does a Maisa Shinoi, which makes that now the Ganav is Kainit and it no longer belongs to the Bailam, that's also going to be able to be Machayev Mitzad, the din of a Maisa Gneva, because he's Maisa from the Gneva. Up until now, it was Yotzer Mereshus HaBailam, but it still belonged to the Bailam, and from the Shas Maisa Shinoi, it no longer belongs to the Bailam anymore. That's the Yisoid of the Nesivis. According to the Nesivis, The lashon of the Gemara b'Metzias taka to be taken kapshutoi. It's taka ma'isak zeila. The shas tav rishasi taka goes under the klal of kol gazlanim mishalman kishas hagzeila. That's the nesivus's pshat. There's a third beer that's yedua that Rabbi Seinem we base brisk. You can look in Rabbi Chaim in Ilchas Chayvelu Mazik Kedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, and also the Berachah Shmuel Baba Kama Simon Hey Sifkat and Aleph. Also, they have an Ezel B'Shem the Berachah Shmuel in his Sofas Tilchas Gneiva. Also, in the Remeishas Simon Lama Beis Yisid Beis, they all say the following Yisaid, and we're going to quote the Lashon of Rabbi Chaim himself. Zok Rabbi Chaim in a Sefer of Zel Shainai, the Kol Shahachefetz Ganuv Oy Gazol, Kol Nezek Shahoise B'Yadayim, Din Gneiva Ugzela Bey. Once the Chefetz is stolen, any nezek that he does be a dayim has a din of gneva ugzelatit. What's the pshat in that? So in plain English, the pshat is as follows. Once the ganav steals something, any further hezek that the ganav does in the context of this gneva is considered a progression of the gneva itself. Mimela, avada what he does on the outside looks like a pashat amaisa mazik, like the ksoi says. Nevertheless, that's going to have a din of a ma'isa gneiva ugzela because it's done within the context of the fact that the chayfetz is stolen by yad ganav. Memela, it's going to be shaykh to say on this the klal of kol gazlan mishalma mikshas ugzela, and the gemara in Bava Metzia daf mem gimel could be understood kipshutai. Hayoytze three pirushim why tavrishasi is mishalim dalad. L'fi the ksoitz is a pashal ma'isa mazik. L'fi the nesivis is because he's taking it even further more away from the violin, and l'fi Reb Chaim v'Talmidov, it's because kol nezek sha'isabai is din gneva ugzela bay. Ad kan shtikl number 5. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara and Daf Samachayim Beis brings down a machlekes Rabbi Lo and Reb Chanina, a case where it's ganav tlev v'nasa ayol, a person steals a young sheep, and it becomes an ayol, egel v'nasa shar, or a calf, and it becomes a full-grown shar. So Rabbi Loa says, Nasa shinui biyadai v'kanoi. That's considered a shinui. And mimeila, tavach u'machar, if afterwards he's tevech u'meicher, shalai hu tevech, shalai hu meicher, and he's not chayev dal v'hei. That's Shitas Rabbi Loa. Shitas Rabbi Chanina, however, is that it's not considered a shinui, and a tlev v'nasa ayil, egel v'nasa shar, which afterwards he's tevech u'meicher, he is going to be chayev dal v'hei. Now, what's the bira machlekes between Rabbi Loa and Rabbi Chanina if it's considered a shinui or not? So Rashi, b'divir maschel v'neknino b'shinu Hashem, says that they're arguing about shinui de memela. Here, the shinui that happened to the tle or the egel didn't happen to be a dayim. It happened by itself. It grew. It grew up from a tle to an ayil, from an egel to a sharp. Rabbi Loa holds that a shinui de memela is a shinui, and he's a chayev dalvei. Rabbi Chanina holds that a shinui de memela is not considered a shinui and is going to be chayiv dal v'hei. Now the Rishayim over here, Taisa Rabbeinu Paras and Taisa Rid, they ask a kasha. How can Rabbi Chanina say that it's not considered a shinui? L'chayra, that's against the Mefurash Mishnah. Later on Daf Tzadik Vavim Beis, the Mishnah says, Gozal behema v'hizkina, a person steals an animal and it's mizdakin, it becomes old. Mishalim k'shas gzeila, he has to pay k'shas gzeila, and that means to say that he can't say harishal chal fanecha because he's kind of a shinui. So you see mefurish in the Mishnah that a shinui to memela does have a din of a shinui, and he can't say harishal chal fanecha. So to an arasugya, he should be pater from dal v'hei, like Rabbi Loa says, and not like Rabbi Chanina. That's what the Rishayim ask. So there's a moir diketaretz from Rabbi Chaim Brisker in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. In Hilchas Gzela, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. Zok Reb Chaim, that the emes is that there are two dargis in Shinoi. One darga is the classic Shinoi of Shinoi Kaine, which is a Shinoi B'chol HaChefetz. And then, there's a second smaller darga of Shinoi, which is considered a Shinoi Bim Kaimai. We don't say that the entire Chefetz is a different Chefetz, but there is a Shinoi Bim Kaimai, specifically where the shinui took place, there is a small shinui. And let's explain. Be'emes, in the halacha of shinui, there are two nafkaminas that come out of shinui. One nafkamina is the classic halacha of shinui kaina, that if a shinui happens, the chepetz becomes niknet to the gazlan. And then there's another halacha, a smaller halacha, that if a shinui takes place, you can no longer say hareish shel chalafanecha because you're not mekayim the maisa hashava. It's not exactly as the chepetz was originally. The maisa hashava cannot be niskayim in this way. The Torah says veheishav esagzela asher gozal. The mitzvah veheishav esagzela is niskayim asher gozal. If the chepetz is not exactly as the chepetz was, there's a shinui b'mekayimai. That's also not a kiyum of a maisa hashava. Now, Zokter B'chaim, the halacha of shinui kaina that you're kaina legamri, that's only if there's a shinui b'chol ha-chefetz. The entire chefetz is considered a tzvei tazach. It's not that chefetz anymore, b'chlal. If it's not that chefetz anymore, so the original chefetz is not here, the new chefetz, that's l'faneinu, that's konui to the gazlin, and it's no longer the property of the nigzal. That's only true when there's a shinui b'chol ha-chefetz. But the second, smaller kind of shinui, which is a shinui b'mekayimai, essentially we say it is the same chefetz. Nevertheless, there is somewhat of a shinui in it. It's not exactly the same. That's not enough to actually be kind of the chefetz, because the chefetz is the same chefetz. But it still works that you're not able to be mekayim mitzvah sashavas al-gzela asher gaza with it, and you can't say harei shachol fanecha. That's the chiddush of Reb Chaim, and he brings kamarayas to this yusayit. Memeila zok Reb Chaim, a shinui de memeila, l'das Reb Chanina, is considered a shinui b'mekayimai, somewhat of a shinui did take place, and therefore you can't say harei shachol fanecha. You can't be mekayim mitzvah sashava with this behema v'hezkina. Memeila, you have to pay, mashalim k'shas gzela. But because it's a shinui de memeila, we don't consider it a new chefetz, an under chefetz, a different chefetz. So it's not enough to be considered a shinui b'chol ha-chefetz that the halacha of shinui kaine applies. Memeila, it still belongs to the nignav, and therefore if he does a maisa tvichu mechira on this chefetz that belongs to the nignav, he's going to be chayiv dal vehei l'shitas Reb Chanina. This is the aside that Reb Chaim teaches us, pshat in Reb Chanina. It's not the big shinui, you can't actually be kaine, but nevertheless, to be makayim a maisa shavas gzela in this way, you can't, because it's not a maisa of veheishav asher gazal. Oh, that's Shitas Reb Chanina. Now, let's go for a minute to Shitas Reb Ula. Reb Ula seems to say that it is a shinui. Obviously, Reb Ula holds that a shinui de memela makes it to be considered a different chayfetz, l'chayra, and you're actually kaina. That's the pashtus of the mashmais of the Lashon Reb Ula, that he says, Nas the shinui biyodai v'kanoi. According to this pashta understanding, how much is he going to have to pay? He's going to have to pay, l'chayra, how much the chayfetz was worth before there was Nasa Isle. Because at the point that it was Nasa Isle, he's kind of the chayfetz, and it's his isle. The chayfetz of the Bailim is the original tla. Nevertheless, if you look in Rashi, B'devir Maschal Nasa Shinui biyodai v'kanoi, Rashi says, Mefurish, the Meshalem Karen Kihashta. He pays the value that it's worth today after it's Nasa's Isle. Frek the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, why? The Chayri is Kainet. He should pay the value of the Tlet, not the value of the Isle. What's Pshat in Rashi? So the emes is that Rashi himself is Miyash of the Kasha. Because Rashi says, in the beginning of the Rimaschal Nasa Shinui Biyadai V'kanoi, so Rashi v'kani b'shinoi l'ha milsa dim tavachu machar shalayu tevech. He's only specifically kainet legabe the halacha of tvicha mechira, that if he does a ma'isa tvicha mechira once it's nasa ayel, that he's going to be pata from dal v'hei. It's mevor from Rashi that even the fear of Allah, it's not a full fledged shinoi that actually becomes the property of the gazlan. You have the din of shinoi kainet. The only nakuda which Rabbi Allah argues on Reb Chanina is that he holds that the shinui also affects the chayves dal vehei, and he's going to be putter when he's tevech and he's meicher. But to actually become the property of the ganav, it's not going to be, and therefore he's going to pay mishalem karen ki hashta. So it comes out something very interesting. Comes out, Rabbi Lo holds that it's enough of a shinui that a chayv dal vehei is not going to be chayv, but it's not enough of a shinui that he's actually going to be kainet. What's the pshat in this? So Reb Leib Malin in Chidushi Reb Leib in Simen Pei, and so to Reb Nachum in Chidushi Reb Nachum Eis Mem Vav, they're mefarish based on the Reb Chaim that we said previously. A shinui de memela, according to Rebbe Law as well, is not considered a shinui b'chal ha-chepetz that the chepetz becomes his. It's just a shinui b'mkaimai that he's no longer able to be mekayim mitzvah sashavas hagzela with his chepetz. In that respect, he agrees to Rebbe Chanina. The machlekes Rebbe Chanina and Rebbe Law is once we have a chepetz on which you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah sashava, and he's toveach u'meicher that chepetz, is there a din dal v'hei in that or not? Rebbe Chanina holds that as long as there isn't a shinui gomer, and as long as the chepetz still belongs to the nignav, even though you can't be mekayim a shavas agzeil with the chepetz, if it's the chepetz of the nignav and he's toveach u'meicher, he's chayv dal v'hei. Whereas Rebbe Law holds, being that the shinui works, that you cannot be mekayim mitzvah sashavas agzeil with this, like Gazal Behemoth is kin, they can't say Rachel Chalfanecha, a chayfetz with which you can't be Makayim Mitzvah Shavah Sagzela, on that there's no chiv of Tavach Umacher Dal Behay. The chiv that the Torah is Makayim Dal Behay for Tavach Umacher is if he's Tavach Umacher the chayfetz with which it can be Minaskayim, the din of Heshavah Sagzela. This chayfetz, I'm going to be Makayim Heshavah Sagzela with it, and instead he was Tavach Umacher, that's what the Torah is Machadish, that there's a chiv of Dal Behay. But if anyway you can't be Makayim Maisa Shavah this because it's not Asher Gazal, Gabi that. So if he's Tevech U'meicher, Legabi that, we say Shalayu Tevech, Shalayu Himeicher, and he's not going to be Chayav Dal Behe. Hayyotze, everything that we said, Rabbi Allah and Rabbi Chanina both hold that by Ashina de Memela, you can be Makayim Mitzvah Sashava, Kamavur and the Mishnah, and the Aftalik Vavim Abbez, Gazal Behemav Ezkina, he's Misham Kshas Gzela. And they both hold that you aren't actually kainet that actually belongs to him, belongs to the Ganif. Their machlekes is specifically in such a hechatimze if he's tevech u'meicher, he's going to be chayav dal v'hei. The fear of chanina, the chiyav dal v'hei is mitlitoli who the chayvitz belongs to. Therefore, he's going to be chayav. The fear of Allah, the fact that the shini was done that you can't be makayim ma'isa hashava with it, that's going to make the inat chayav dal v'hei. Ad kan des shtikl and ad kan des shir for Baba Kama daf samachay.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.